This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
You like that?
Yes. Welcome back to Kirk Watch 2024.
You like that? You like that?
Where we update you on all things related to Kirk Cousins.
Hey, you held him to 20 points, man. You gave us a chance at the end. But I got three words for you. You like that?
Soon to be free agent starting quarterback. Declan found a video today. Again, this is Kirk's time of year, man. Look at him for the YouTube audience. Dropping back, throwing passes on a tennis court, showing off that 5-7-step drop, dropping that video on a Monday at the NFL Combine so that all the agents, front offices, executives.
Yep.
Oh, did you see Kirk throwing? Oh, look at that. Look at him plant.
But the most important thing is, and it's smart, he's doing it on a hard surface, so there's no give.
Are you criticizing him for being able to drop back and throw a football after Achilles surgery?
No. I'm saying you don't want to do that with an Achilles that was repaired on a surface that has give. So it's smart. He's the tennis court provides some stability for the Achilles.
Yeah, all part
I'm
of
just
the
giving you the, like, I'm here to break down the actual film itself.
It's like when you're saying you won't be as impressed until he's on a muddy surface dropping back.
Well, you're going to have to see that eventually. Yeah, I mean, that's going to become, well, or on turf, you know, because turf has give.
Yeah. It's like when you would take baseball practice indoors because the weather wasn't ready yet in Minnesota. So you're just taking ground balls in a gymnasium. Like, oh, these are going to come in really hot. I'll be ready for the infield now. Yep. It's like this will not be at all what it's like when you're on the baseball diamond.
Ground balls.
But yeah. He looks, hey, man, he's dancing up on stage a few weeks ago at the NFL Awards. He's dropping back, throwing passes. He is. It's very smart as a bunch of teams line up to maybe open up briefcases of 50 million guaranteed, 60 million guaranteed.
You never know now.
You want them to know that you're throwing a football and you're going through exercise, mm-hmm. right? So we will get to another mock. It is a mock draft Monday. We gave you a full blueprint episode already today, too, if you haven't checked that out. And the premise started with re-signing Kirk Cousins for 2 years, and then we went through the entire Vikings offseason. So that's a separate episode today, plus Purple Daily on draft. But for Kirk Watch 2024 today... There was an interesting theory this weekend floated by Mike Florio. Would love your guys' thoughts on this. So he said the possibility of getting a starting quarterback for 1 year at $1.21 million should tempt any team with an unsettled quarterback situation. And he's talking about Russell Wilson, who has offset language in the $39 million he's guaranteed this year by the Broncos, that if they say goodbye to him, which they probably will, they will pay the remainder up to $39 million. So he could literally go sign with a team. Like, no team is going to give him more than 39. So he could go to any team and he could just take the veteran minimum salary of $1.2 million and the Broncos would pay the other $38 million, right?
And he will do that to stick it to the Broncos, which is actually great.
He should, yes. So he's sitting out there. He could come in for $1.2 million. The Raiders were the first team mentioned after Wilson was benched. The Steelers are the current betting favorites to land him. The Falcons for $1.21 million should be in the mix. The Vikings should compare what they could get from Russell Wilson for 1 year at $1.2 million versus what it would cost for them to keep Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Wilson, by the way, is younger than Cousins by like 6 months. And Wilson isn't recovering from a torn Achilles tendon. So the latest contract projections on Cousins are anywhere from PFF's 2 years, $35 million a year, to Bill Barnwell, analytics guy at ESPN.com, now saying $50 million a year. So I don't know, $35 to $40 million seems like a starting point, especially with the cap having gone up
right
to $255 million. Would you rather pay Russell Wilson $1.2 million or Kirk Cousins $40 million?
Well, first of all, I'm out on both. But since you gave me just two options, I would rather pay Russell Wilson because it's just a short-term stopgap thing then. So I would rather... I'm not interested in either for different reasons, but if I had a choice, because if I commit that much to Kirk, Kirk's almost certainly back for 2 years now. So I remain mm-hmm. like I think that I can take the leaping off point and say it, under the scenarios that you're painting, Russ might be for a year. Kirk is almost certainly for 2 years. I would rather take Russ for a year. So the answer to your question is I will take, can't believe I'm saying this, I will take the Russell Wilson door at this point.
You know, I don't love Russell Wilson also being like the mentor for a rookie quarterback at this point. At if you would have asked me this question like 4 or 5 years ago, I think I would have signed up for it. But with everything that got weird in Denver, and that's not all on him, I will give him a bit of a pass there. I also don't love the idea.
He does make it, he makes it weird.
Yeah.
He's kind of weird.
I don't know if that's also like the, between Kirk and Russ, let's just say, they do, by the way, have a rookie quarterback that's drafted. I actually wouldn't mind him sitting behind Kirk more. I actually like that plan more than him sitting behind Russell Wilson. But for the sake of the argument, I would take Russell Wilson on the one-year deal because it's going to cost absolutely nothing, and you can move off him when you want to give the reins to the rookie quarterback.
I mean, Russell would be the definition of a bridge quarterback if it was mm-hmm. literally 1 year, $1.2 million.
Yes.
And in fairness to him, he was better last year than he was under Nathaniel Hackett. He's been nowhere near the quarterback he was in Seattle. And 2 years ago, I remember on this show, I was pounding the table saying, you should consider getting him, trading for him, and paying him.
Yeah.
And he fell off a cliff, obviously. My biggest concern, it wouldn't be about mentoring, because I don't think Kirk is going to be in the mood to groom his replacement. If Kirk signs a contract for 2 years, it's to win, and it's to be here as the guy. I think Kirk would be put off by the Vikings drafting a quarterback in the first or second.
He's never done this.
Correct. In fact, he has gone out of his way at times to try and keep Sean Mannion in the room over other young
quarterbacks. Who now is officially a coach for the Packers.
Oh, Sean Mannion is.
Yes, he's going to be a quarterbacks type of offensive coach for the Packers.
And he knows where all the bodies are buried here in Minnesota. He knows all the code words.
It's incredible.
I think the biggest thing that would make me nervous is if it's a Donovan McNabb situation. By the way, McNabb was younger than Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins when he came in here looking like he was 50 years old.
I was going to say 2012. He was in much worse shape than either of those gentlemen.
Or 2011, yeah. But Russell Wilson does not fit at all what Kevin O'Connell. What Kevin O'Connell wants to do offensively is a lot more similar to what Sean Payton wants to do, which is drop back. Everything is very much timing in rhythm.
Yep.
I've got this whole thing diagrammed. All the routes are meticulously planned, and you need to hit your back step and make the throw in rhythm. And you need to be hitting throws over the middle too and between the hash marks. Yep. And Russell Wilson is much more of an improviser, run around, outside the numbers, outside the hash marks thrower. So I don't even know if it would be a fit systematically. You'd have to find a way to meet him in the middle. But if you're asking me, would I rather have a slightly below league average quarterback for $1.2 million and then wide open options after this year, or whatever Kirk is going to be at 36 post-Achilles for like $60 million guaranteed over 2 years, I would probably take Russell Wilson too.
Yeah, but I think we all agree both choices have real drawbacks. And Kirk's is contractually.
Yeah, because Kirk is better. I think Kirk post Achilles is better than this version of Russell Wilson. I do, but it's everything else. It's the ability to go out and get players in free agency that you wouldn't otherwise because of the 100%. Extra space, right?
Yes, but I do. You know, I think that both Kirk and Wilson, to Dex's point from before, are less than optimal guys to serve as bridge quarterbacks if you draft one in the first round. Mm-hmm. I think both of them would, and look, that doesn't mean that their presence on the roster is going to ruin said young quarterback, but I also don't think either of them would do much to help. And I think both in their own inimitable ways could make things weird.
So, but they're,
Kirk, I think, can make things weird too.
Yeah. But I think there's a huge chunk of Vikings fans that, I mean, I saw Ben Lieber tweeting about this a couple days ago, that the right decision is go give Kirk like 2 years, $35, $40 million a year, and also go draft a quarterback, go get your Jaden Daniels or go get your JJ McCarthy. I don't know. Like, am I wrong? I think that would be like, pick a lane. Either bring Kirk back for 2 years and build around him and make a run and go full Rams, or say goodbye, clear up your books for 2025 and going forward, aim to sign 25, 26-year-old free agents that can add to your three-year window, and start with a rookie-scale contract and an actual bridge that makes less money. Like, this idea of dumping $60 to $80 million into 2 years of Kirk and wasting a first-round pick on a quarterback.
Right.
What are we doing here?
And tying up salary cap space. And look, yeah. I mean, what Ben tweeted, I think if you're a Vikings fan, does sound like fun, because it's like, oh, Kirk's coming back and you're going to draft a quarterback and you're going to do this and that. But that's not how the real world works. The real world, real football works with decisions that can be tough. The other weird thing is, and this doesn't get talked about, is if you draft a quarterback in the first round, let's say you trade up, hell, let's say you stay at 11 and JJ McCarthy, who you like a lot, falls to you, okay? The bridge quarterback is exactly that. But you know what? Sometimes the first round QB gets to camp, looks damn good, and you can take the bridge out. Like, if it's Kirk, what you said on the roster construction show, a Purple Daily, is exactly right. If you bring back Kirk, that is not a bridge. In no way, shape, or form is the incumbent, who's been here for 6 years, been to the playoffs twice and won one game, the bridge. Like, it's the most ridiculous. I don't even know. Why are we using that term? A bridge quarterback is a guy who signs short term, isn't paid a lot, and by the way, can be disposed and recycling as quick as you need.
The first part, I think people get stuck on the first of those three pieces of criteria, which is short term. Yeah, it's short term. It's like 2 year deal. Okay, but that's only one of the three. The second one is correct, at a reasonable cost that doesn't bleed accounting dead cap into 2026. And most importantly, three, which is if that dude is ready to play, start now so you can build something for the next 5 years. Are you going to get to, like, what if you get to camp? You've got Jaden Daniels and Kirk Cousins, 50, 60 million guaranteed over the next couple of years coming off the Achilles. And Kirk looks a little slower.
Right.
Kirk's timing is a little off. His Achilles isn't quite, you know.
Exactly. Someone's right. A little lost.
I love to look all I'm a lollipop and a lilyhammer. You're gonna just pull the plug on that right after the new contract?
Right.
You're right, dude. Go bring in Tannehill. If you want a bridge quarterback, Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, those are bridge quarterbacks.
And Russell Wilson could be considered one because he's never played here before and would be playing here for almost nothing.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Like that, that would have been like in Seattle to draft a quarterback with Russ still there and say, now Russ is the bridge.
Now, Russ has an ego, too. And Russ was on a podcast this weekend talking about wanting to win at least two Super Bowls in the next five years,
which is why I don't. Yeah, I think I'm done with Russ. But the point is, you put it perfectly. You got to pick a lane here. Like, the fans are all like, oh, you can do this and you can do that. It reminds me of when I was a child sports fan, young Judd. Sports dad was young Judd at the time. Sports toddler. And you would read about, like, free agency. You can get all these players and be like, oh, that'd be awesome. I remember there was a brief period in about the winter meetings in baseball early 80s, where the Cardinals had Bruce Sutter closing, and they made a trade that facilitated Raleigh Fingers going through them, okay? Now, Fingers, I think, immediately got spun to the Brewers. But I remember thinking, oh, my God, they're going to have two closers. This will be awesome. The Cardinals are going to have two of the best closers. Like, in my brain, it's like, they're going to use them both, aren't they? And, of course, they traded them immediately because you're not going to do that. Like, that's not how it works, Judd.
Also, here's the thing, because I can already hear the counter arguments. Well, okay, but this time, just don't give them a full no trade clause. Okay, that sounds great in theory. Yeah. But if there's three other teams that are offering him contracts and he's now going back and forth between each one for leverage, do you really think he's going to come away without a no trade clause?
Of course not.
I think he would sacrifice a few dollars annual value to get the certainty of knowing I'm going to be here for two more years or in Atlanta for 2 years.
He said it. He said it when he talked about the fact that when he gave the press conference near the end of the season and talked about what he wants, right? And he essentially said it's not all about the dollars. It's about the respect shown, right, in the contract, or to paraphrase. That's what he's talking about. He wants guarantees, which, again, if he can get them, awesome. This is no criticism of Kirk. He wants guarantees, and then, like you just said, he probably wants protection. So, yes, he would sacrifice a million here or there for sure. But make no mistake, he's going to come away with another great contract. And at the end of the day, that's Kirk Cousins. His legacy is not going to be play. It's going to be some of the greatest contracts ever negotiated by he and Mike McCartney. And I don't think that's controversial. Like, I don't think that's a dig. I think it's just the truth. And I'm fine with it. Good for him.
But I do think he wants to win, too. Like, I don't think he's I think it's a combination of he'd like to know where he's going to live the next 2 years in his family. Mm-hmm. So he'd like some level of commitment for at least a couple years. And I think he wants to play for a team that has a chance to go to the playoffs. And I don't think that's irrelevant to him. I don't think it's number one. But Falcons, okay, look at them. They won 7 games. They got some weapons, can win some games there. Vikings can win some games. So if you put yourself in his shoes, we talk about wanting to do both things. Oh, bring Kirk back with a no, with no trade clause. You can trade him if you want to and get a first round pick. You're like, that's not going to fly. But the other thing that's probably not going to fly, and you can't mandate this if you're Kirk, you can't like put it in a contract. And the draft is 2 months after free agency, so it's hard. But
right.
If I'm him, before my pen hits that paper, I look up at Kwesi and I say, what are we doing with 11th overall pick?
Oh, yeah.
Because I am not signing this contract. I have a very similar one that has a Falcons letterhead on it.
Right.
I could easily go and sign that one, or the one that has, you know, the Raiders letterhead on it. If I'm going to be here,
right,
I want to maximize my window to win in the next 2 years. So drafting a quarterback, I don't care if one of those, I don't care if Caleb Williams falls. I am the quarterback of this team for the next 2 years, hopefully more. And if you waste one of these resources on my replacement, I have a problem with that. That's probably how I would be if I were him, too. And I would not blame him 1 second for being upset at the idea. So if you're the Vikings, pick a path. Go get an edge rusher. Sign Kirk and get an edge rusher with the 11th pick before drafting a quarterback.
The other thing I think is so important, too, though, is this. We are sitting now the week of the combine, the last week of February. The legal tampering period starts March 11th. The illegal tampering period will start this week. If you're Kirk Cousins, why would you have come this far negotiating the contracts that you and your reps have not to test the entire market?
You can see it. You can smell the...
Well, and this is why I was thinking about this, because, you know, Kirk is a lot of things, but he ain't dumb. Kirk's very savvy. And he's incredibly calculated. I was thinking about this as well. You know, when Kirk kept saying negotiations start in March, and we talked about it, and we're like, well, actually, they don't have to start in March for your present team, Kirk.
Yeah, you could sign back today with your...
I think what he was saying was negotiations start in March. Get back to me when the window opens. And, you know, and I'll lump Danielle Hunter in too. If you're those two gentlemen, are you really now going to turn around and be like, okay, you know what? I've decided I'm going team friendly. Mm-hmm. We've come way too far. And in Kirk's mind, and this gets back to his respect comment, in his mind, guess what? The Vikings could have shown Kirk the respect he feels he deserves last March. and they passed.
Yeah, and I think having, you know, what has it been now since the season ended? 7 weeks, 6 weeks, or whatever it's been, six, mm-hmm. 7 weeks. To have, I think at the end of the year, you're around the team, you take your shirt off, blowing the horn in front of 70,000 screaming fans, and you still feel that attachment. You were still grinding to make the playoffs, and even like you're not playing, but you're part of the team still, right? Well, once everyone goes home on January 8th or whatever the last day of the season was, and then January 15th hits and January 20th, and your family goes to their favorite island vacation location, and you've been putting in rehab and doing media, and now you're thinking less about all the boys in the locker room and the Vikings and the team, and you're thinking more about, okay, what is the right situation going forward?
Your agent's calling you and giving you actual advice for you.
Yeah. So here's part two of Kirk Watch, and then we'll get to a fun mock draft.
You like that? You like that?
Our friend Tom Pelissero, former colleague of ours, love our guy, Tom Pelissero. He was on the Rich Eisen show, I think it was Friday, and I'll paraphrase here. But he said, again, Tom is one of those guys. There's like six or seven of these top NFL insiders. There's the Schefter level and the Rapoport, and Tom doesn't speak out of turn. He doesn't just float things because he's trying to give a hot take on the Rich Eisen show, right? Tom trades in information. And sometimes these guys will get information, Jeremy Fowler, and they'll spin it as like kind of an opinion. They'll float something out, right? He said the Denver Broncos are a sneaky team to watch with Kirk Cousins when he hits free agency. And it depends on the money, and the Broncos certainly aren't the leaders. In fact, the Broncos are over the cap right now and definitely have some work to do in the next couple of weeks to clean up their books. But there's ways to make it happen. There's way you can do a couple restructures. You could do a backloaded contract with Kirk.
Sure.
But the Broncos are about to say goodbye to Russell Wilson. They've got weapons. I don't think they're looking to rebuild, reset. I mean, George Payton and Sean Payton. George Payton's on thin ice as it is. Sean Payton's not going to go into a rebuild, right? They're looking for, my guess is, a veteran, accurate quarterback that can run Sean Payton's offense. And I think Tom mentioned this. Sean Payton has started one rookie quarterback in the last like 15 years, and it was Ian Book in an emergency a couple years ago with the Saints.
Right.
So you think they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round and just plug him in and start? Kirk Cousins would make, if the Broncos had a better cap situation, I think they would be much more talked about as a potential Kirk destination. And George Payton was the assistant GM to Rick Spielman when that front office made the decision 6 years ago to sign Kirk to the first ever fully guaranteed contract.
This is why also, if Kirk does not get to March 11th and ultimately 13th by now, he's an absolute fool, and he ain't a fool. Look at the amount of teams that are potentially in the running here and that are going to back channel him, I'm sure, at the combine, right?
How many is it?
The Falcons for sure, but they might trade for Justin Fields. But this is going to turn into a musical chairs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the Falcons for sure.
Russell Wilson could wind up in Atlanta too.
Yep. Yeah, Fields makes a ton of sense. Fields or Kirk make a ton of sense. The Broncos right now, who you're right, cap wise it's tough, but they make a lot of sense, right? Who else have we discussed?
The Patriots are still third on the DraftKings odds list.
The Patriots, the Steelers can't be discounted. There's like five.
The Commanders, I know. The Commanders are sitting there.
Yeah, so there's a...
And dude, the 49ers are currently sixth on the DraftKings odds list. They're going to make a phone call.
And guess what? If they'll pay, the Vikings. Like, you want the Vikings to be in that free agency jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go back to them now and be like, okay, we'll take what you're offering, when you can come back and say, you get the final offer, but here are our three or four that we have in pocket. So you now turn the Vikings from your team to just a team.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there is a ton of reasons why it makes a lot of sense for Kirk. And as much as that dude has made, look, he's got one more chance probably to break a bank.
The drama of Kirk Watch.
You like that on 3-1?
Oh. Broncos are interesting though. Broncos are very, very interesting.
I'm here for the heel turn of when Sean Payton and Kirk Cousins are teaming up together. because Vikings fans loathe Sean Payton with their entire being. And Kirk Cousins playing for him. That's Hulk Hogan joining the NWO.
It really is.
It's the same thing.
Eat your vitamins and your vegetables, kids. Kirk is like 80s Hulk Hogan.
He's
the
fourth man.
Yeah, he's going to be him. He's going to leg drop Justin Jefferson at 50 yard line when they meet again.
Kirk in Denver, though. That could definitely fly.
Altitude joke taken.
Makes some sense. I
thought it was a Creed joke, actually. I thought that was a Creed joke.
I was not trying. I'm just saying that could fly. I was just saying that could fly. That could work.
Wow.
Sean Payton, though.
I didn't even know.
Sean Payton would be, that would be an interesting dynamic. That could go one of two ways really quickly. But
I think it would go one of one
way. Worth
Me
a
too.
Shot.
I think he'd be great in that system. Now, he was great in Kevin O'Connell's system, too. It's funny because you can be great in a system and still have the shortcomings of being able to win a game on the road against a.
Yeah, here's the Sean Payton problem, though. I think it would be great as long as it worked, but if Kirk had a bad game, I'd be curious to see. One thing O'Connell has, it seems to have, is a really good bedside demeanor. So, like, when things screwed up, he'd tell Kirk, you got to give me a chance or something, right? I think Payton, at his cranky age, could go off the deep end a little bit. I'm willing to bet Drew Brees had thicker skin than any of us knew.
Tom Brady had the thickest skin, especially with this. I don't know if you guys have seen any of this. Is it Dynasty on Apple TV?
No,
some of the stuff coming out.
I've been meaning to watch some of it.
I'm not very far into it, but it's.
I guess it's a Bill Parcells. It's like lots of Parcells stuff from his time with the Patriots. Is that right?
I'm not very far into it, but it definitely encapsulates like a 2-decade period. So, there's so much more. Like, I think we're going to have Kirk watch stuff every day until this thing wraps in a couple weeks. Cause new things just start every day. Now at the combine too, there's probably going to be some new stuff. So there's your Kirk watch 2000. Got a mock for you guys here, too, that we're going to get to.
I want a mock!
From one of our favorite mock draft websites. But a couple things. First, we are raising money for the families of the two Burnsville police officers, Paul Elmstrand and Matthew Ruggie, and also firefighter and paramedic Adam Finseth, who were tragically killed in the line of duty a little over a week ago. And we're just asking you, and thank you guys. You've helped us raise a couple $1,000s to this point. So thank you. If you have $5 or $500, scorenorth.com/donate. We have set up a partnership with the Frontline Foundation, which has already organized $60,000 to those three families. And we're just trying to pump more into the pot. So please consider donating at scorenorth.com/donate if you are able to. And also, if you're looking to get your carpets cleaned, on a totally different note here, Zero Res is here to deep clean your home, your carpets, your air ducts. And right now they're offering the Score North Special, which is 3 rooms, Zero Resified, starting at just $119 and a free hallway. And this month, take $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com or 9520Res. Say you want the Score North Special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res.
I want a mock.
Boys, I bring you to our friends at DraftBlaster.com. The thinking man's guide to the draft.
Blasting you right out of the draft.
DraftBlaster.com. We'll start with the number one overall pick, the Chicago Bears. They take Caleb Williams. The Commanders take Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
The Patriots take Drake May. So three quarterbacks. Cardinals take Marvin Harrison Jr. Chargers take Brock Bowers, Georgia tight end. Giants take Malik Nabers, wide receiver LSU. Titans take Joe Alt, offensive tackle Notre Dame. Falcons take Dallas Turner, edge rusher Alabama. Bears take Roma Dunze, wide receiver Washington. Jets take Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle Penn State. And with the 11th overall pick, the Minnesota Vikings select out of Clemson, cornerback Nate Wiggins.
I want a mock.
Oh, so they must figure Kirk's going back. A draft blaster.
The thinking man's guide to the draft.
There ever juxtaposition of like, it makes no sense. How can you be draft blaster and the thinking man's guide?
Maybe you're stereotyping.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's you that needs to open up your mind.
I'm starting off draft bomb next year.
Draft explosion.com.
The really smart man's guide. The wine and cheese crowd loves draft bomb.
Charcuterie boards and draft speculation.
Football.
So, yeah, it just talks about his strengths and weaknesses. Strengths being ideal combination of size and athleticism, fluidity, zone coverage. He excels in zone coverage. Doesn't talk about flipping his hips really in here.
Fluidity might mean he can flip his hips.
He's a willing tackler, but sometimes can be over-aggressive and miss tackles in the open field. Only has 2 years of starting experience, so okay. He needs to refine his technique a little bit, but Nate Wiggins football to the Vikings.
That sounds like a draft pick that when announced at the Fillmore would go over like a fart in church.
Oh, yeah. Well, besides quarterback, what would people get excited about? I think people would be mad if it's not a quarterback, right?
You know, I think they would. I think if it's not a quarterback, there will be disappointment. But I think after that, you can rank the levels of possible angst, right? I feel like an edge wouldn't be a huge angst pick. I feel like if Hunter's gone and they take an edge.
Yeah.
You know.
By that point, too, I think people would have been prepped on, hey, Kirk is back.
Right.
So they're probably going to go in a different direction here.
Right. But, I mean, that particular cornerback with draft blaster's great insight to me would not be seen as a, oh, my God, we got him.
The thinking man's guide to the draft. All right. Here's your Kirk Watch 2024 episode.
By the way. Shout out, Peter King announced his retirement today in his column. Shout out to Peter. Great career. Man. Fantastic. I read through the entire thing. I saw the thing that's finally basically driven him away, though, is the offseason.
Yeah, the speculation.
He hates mock drafts.
Yeah.
He hates the speculation now. The same thing that Peter. We embrace at this show. I hope as I age, I continue to love the recklessness of this time
it's
of year.
It's fun. It's new every year, too, because there's new players and new scenarios, and it's a blast, but I get it. Peter's been covering the NFL for 40 years.
Yeah, he's so got a SI in like 89, right?
Yeah, he's been around the block a couple times. He said he found himself wanting to watch the Super Bowl on his couch this year.
Well, that I don't blame him for. Like, football on your couch is great, but look, I don't really, like, mock drafts, you know, are just purely speculation, which is fun, but the off-season stuff, like, right now, I love.
Yep, maybe Peter can maybe just take a year off, take a deep breath, and realizes how much he misses the reckless speculation season Super Bowls.
But lifestyle's going away, Peter. Yep.
All right, that's a wrap here on Kirk Watch 2024. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. And on two other episodes today of Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment.